So I was talking before we went to the break. I wanted to find out if people are using Shipt, which is the thing that's specifically for Publix.
Right.
Where you see, you'll probably see the people in there. They wear the green shirt and it says Shipt. And what, it's an app and you, you know, put in your grocery list and stuff. And then somebody goes and gets all the stuff and brings it to your house. And I guess they load it in, too?
Kelly and I did it once in St. Pete, and they didn't unload or load anything in our house. But they basically show up in their little Shipt car, and maybe because Kelly and I met them out there. But we met them out there, grabbed our groceries, came in. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only complaint that I have is when you go, like, I like steak, and I like picking out certain cuts of steak, and I got a steak from through Shipt, and it was like this little dinky piece of meat, and I was like, it sucks.
I guess you could be specific, though, and say that you want New York strip, and you want many pounds.
They just didn't know. I like being able to point and be like, that one with all the fat in it.
Can they take pictures and send it to you?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
yeah. I feel like that might just take a little too much time.
Hey man, it's my groceries. If I'm going to spend $200 a week,
if I'm going to be lazy and have somebody else bring it, here's the thing though. I think they need to up their game. So I want them to go and get my groceries and then come and cook my groceries. Right?
No.
That would be great.
That would be great.
I just need a personal chef. Is what I need.
No, because the chef would be too much money. We need like all these line cooks that also worked at Publix. So they're not considered a chef, quote unquote, but you could be like, just come in and cook, you know, some fajitas.
And the problem I feel with line cooks is that they're just going to be throwing butter and everything.
Yeah,
and, you know, back there with a cigarette in their mouths or something.
Man. Yeah,
but how great would that be? So they go and get your groceries. And that really is, I guess, a personal
But it's fantastic.
Chef or whatever. But they get all the groceries and they make all the stuff. But have you ever used it, Carmen, Shipt?
No, I don't think they offer it in
Plant City. They still have covered wagons out there?
No.
Because I believe they beta tested it here before it like went nationwide and stuff in Tampa. And I remember seeing about it and I'm like, I should try that. I still haven't tried it yet, though.
I think you'd like it. It's a pretty interesting, like I said, especially if there's like a Saturday or something and you're like, I really don't want to go to Publix. I want to do X, Y, or Z, and you can just put it in your app. It takes 5 minutes to get what you want.
And you
pay with your card.
And you can pick your specific brands of stuff as well.
It tells you what's on sale, what's BOGO, so you can,
I
know, right?
Let me try that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd rather just go to the grocery store myself.
Well, like I said, there are certain things that, when I would much prefer, like to get the meats and stuff like that, I would just go into Publix and be like, the meats and the fish.
I do all the shopping in my house.
Do you?
I like to go and do the grocery shopping and get that stuff. I enjoy doing that. I hate dealing with people, though.
Yeah, yeah. Especially, it seems like the last two times I've gone to Publix, I've went into a line that seemed shorter, but the cashier was...
chatty.
No, was like Ryan Hoppy, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah, and it took forever, and they were like, do you have coupons? I was like, no, I don't have any coupons. Would you like coupons? No, please just ring on my stuff. I just want to put my card in the machine.
I'll pay 50 cents extra.
Please get me out of here.
Don't look at my card either.
Yeah. Everybody wants to comment on what you got.
Other people. Yeah. Oh, and the cashier, don't comment
onions
on my food.
Yeah.
You like onions?
You like these?
Nope. Yeah.
I'm eating them to torture myself.
I just really like the way the package looks.
I'm actually allergic to it. So we'll see what happens, I guess.
Yeah, I miss my doctor so much. I just want to...
That used to be my favorite thing whenever I would bartend and guys would come up and talk to girls. And, you know, you got to... I don't know whether girls realize it or not. It's a big deal to go up and talk to girls whenever you're a guy because you know that a lot of times you're going to get shot down. And you're just throwing it out there. All right, let's see what happens. And I know that girls, a lot of times guys can be very annoying. You probably just want to go out and have a drink with your friend and, you know, you get hit on by 9 guys in 5 minutes. But my favorite thing was guys would come up and they'd be like, hey, what are you drinking? The girl would be like, well, Cosmopolitan or whatever she's drinking. You like that? Man, you are smooth. You are in for sure.
Oh, no. I couldn't handle a bartender like you if I was trying to hit on chicks.
That is going to work out for you.
Oh, good for you.
I guarantee it.
There is no, like, I wish there was more of a go-to line. Well, I mean, I've never been a big line guy anyways at the bar. I'd rather just buy a girl a shot and wave to them from the other side of the bar. Yeah, that was always my movie. Like, enjoy your drink.
That's the only line you need. Hey, you want to take a shot?
Yeah, I guess.
That's it. If a girl's drinking and you want to buy her a shot, that's the most like easy way to start a conversation with her without
what about,
being creepy.
What about, hey, you want to bang?
Yeah.
I promise not to kill you.
What size shoe do you wear?
If I were to starve you for a while, how loose does your skin become?
Yes.
Is that a good line?
No, I love it.
Yeah. But I may try.
You really should try Shipp, just for the sake of convenience. I know you're a convenience guy.
Can they bring me my food, cook me my food, and then wash me in the bathtub?
Yes, and then just lightly shower you off.
Is there anything else?
Have you used Uber Eats yet?
No.
You should really use Uber Eats.
So Uber Eats just delivers from places that don't deliver.
Right.
They'll go and pick up your food. Now, how much does it cost?
Sometimes it can be very expensive depending on where you want them to go pick up from. But there's a couple places. Like, for instance, there's a place called Bodega that's a sandwich shop that's right off Central in St. Pete. And I'll go grab a sandwich. It's like $11 and I'm getting a sandwich and a drink. And I tip the Uber driver. But like I say, you can get all types of good food. It's cooked. All you got to do is, you know, just wait there with your fork and knife ready to go. It's restaurant style quality.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess it's you think about it and you're like, oh, well, some other guy delivering my food. It's the same as the place delivers.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a guy driving your food around.
And most stuff will put like those stickers on your to-go thing over, which I guess they could just remove and then put back. But that is a level of security that makes me feel better about it.
Nobody can break into that.
Yeah. It's foolproof.
Ever have a hot girl deliver food to you?
Yes, twice.
Isn't that a weird...
I never know what to say.
But it's like a unicorn. It really is. Have you ever had a hot guy show up, Carmen?
No.
Yeah, right.
No.
So for a girl to deliver and then a hot girl to deliver, that's a weird thing. You feel like there's...
I didn't know what to say.
Are there cameras somewhere?
Yeah.
Am I being tricked? What's happening?
Hot black girl. I wish I could remember her name.
Really?
Deliver. Yeah, this is how much a piece of garbage I am. It was like Saturday at 9:30, and all I ordered was 24 donuts from a place that is like a restaurant. And she just showed up, and I was shocked. I was like, oh, thank you. Here's $5.
Oh, she was from Uber Eats or what?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Uber Eats.
That would probably make more sense.
Oh, man. I wish they gave you their phone number through the app,
no.
But
yeah.
It's a good thing they don't.
Could I just get your phone number so I could have you deliver me donuts
more?
Do you want to come in and have some donuts?
I was this close to being like, we're drinking inside. I don't know what you're doing, but if you would like to be in a very not safe situation, come on in.
There is a whole category of porn where chicks will just flash the pizza guy.
Really?
Yeah. Have you never seen that?
No, I got to get on that.
Where they do the fake setup. Oh, I was in the shower and wearing a towel, and then they'll drop their towel or do something.
I need to watch that. No, I've never seen those.
Or I've seen ones where the girl will like invite the pizza driver in, and they're like, oh, no, I can't.
Shut up. Yeah. What?
Yeah. Although, you got to think about it. You go, oh, yeah, sure, come in, and then all of a sudden you have a knife to your throat and some other guy hucklebucking you. Guy comes out of the closet wearing a
Jesus
panther suit.
Christ.
Stealing your cash.
See, look, dude. There's on Bone TV showing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she's just wearing
I wish.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that would never happen to me.
Yeah, but they set it up, and they set up the camera, and, I mean, obviously they're doing it to try and, you know, be all.
No, I can't stop watching bondage porn for some reason.
Oh,
that's my
Jesus.
Go-to. I know. Some of it is pretty intense.
Take it easy.
Yeah, it's very aggressive. Very
really?
Aggressive stuff, yeah.
Do you guys do that at all, you and Kelly?
Sometimes, yeah. Nothing like too crazy, but yes.
You tie each other up?
Yeah. Oh, I don't get tied up. I'm too scared.
You tie her up?
I have, yeah.
You ever just leave her there?
I have, yeah. She doesn't like it. She gets very upset. It's not a funny joke.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Not for long. Maybe like just 10. Just long enough to where it's no longer a joke. You know? they start to get upset. Yeah.
To the point where she's going to call the cops.
Yeah. She's like yelling at me to come and let her out.
No.
Yeah. Oh, my
sure.
God. Yeah. She does not like it. But yeah, we tie each other up every once in a while. Bring some crazy toys. Ooh.
So we're watching on Bone TV showing, obviously, not the full-on naked, but, like, the girl's wearing little booty shorts, and they're all jacked up and stuff, and she has, like, a little tank top on. Now, what happens whenever you're ha-ha videoing that, and that guy just pushes the door open and pushes her down, you know? I mean, obviously...
It's just a terrible situation.
Obviously, you can't use the she was asking for it defense or anything.
Right.
But you're also... Maybe not put yourself in that situation,
right,
though.
Right.
No, that's I'm so at my house. I'm answering the door. Even if I come. So what's the difference between answering that and answering a bikini? Like if I have a pool party and I run up front real quick to grab the pizza.
I'm not saying that it's right. I'm not saying that it should happen. I'm saying that if a guy's hungry and you put a cupcake in front of him, you know, instead of a thing that's all wrapped up or something, whatever.
He's going to destroy
it. Yeah, if he's easy, he's probably going to smash the cupcake into his face.
Yeah, dude. And lingerie, like, I feel like, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Carmen, but I feel like if you open the door in lingerie, it's a little more suggestive than if you're at a pool party.
But like I said, like, but no, the pool's out back. You come up front in a bikini. It's the same amount of clothing. It's the same amount that's covered in.
But
not
lingerie
covered.
Is like I would consider it to be like naughty.
But the other one wasn't in lingerie. The other like this right, girl, this is different. But the other one was in shorts
Boy
and
shorts
a tank
and,
top.
Yeah.
So a bikini is
she,
way.
She's asking for it.
That's rarely stands up in
jeans
court.
Jeans on and a sweater. She's begging.
Oh, this guy's kissing her and stuff. What's going on there?
God.
That's weird.
What you described is almost about to happen in this video.
But also, you got to think, if you're a delivery guy and you're going around and, you know, normal people are answering the door or, you know, they have their kids do it or whoever, and they're like, okay, thank you. And then a hot girl in lingerie or drops the towel or do something, you in your head probably think, okay, she wants me to come in or wants me to make some sort of comment to be like, how are you doing? You know, I don't know what the comment.
What kind of towel is that?
You can't. I'm not saying the guy kicking the door or anything, but if he was like, hey, you look great. Like, I'd like to see more or something. Or I don't know what he's going to say, whatever. You can't be mad at him.
No.
You can't be mad at him for that if you're answering.
I mean, I would try to say something. It wouldn't be perverted, but I would be like, oh,
it's different if she is also. And you know what I mean? Like,
right.
If she makes a dirty joke when she gives you the money or something.
But that's
something
what they're
like,
doing on these videos.
Yeah.
If you showed up to the door and you had a towel on and you dropped the towel and then you're like, whoops.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that was the best tip I've got all night. Or that made my whole night or something. And you're like, really? Want to see more? Then I'd be like, oh.
Well, that's different.
Oh, okay.
I also have your favorite flavor ice cream inside.
What if you dropped your towel and you're like, whoops, and I was like, oh, that was really nice. And you're like, well, I didn't mean to do that. And I go, give me. Is that something? No.
You're not allowed to do it. Belong to asking for it.
Yeah.
That doesn't hold up.
Oh yeah, there's so they do that, and then of course there's the whole maid thing.
I like the maid thing that I've watched.
That is.
Are you talking about the maid thing where the maid's in on it, or the guy surprises the maid?
The guy surprises the maid.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Those make me laugh sometimes.
No.
The guy
more than
surprises
anything else.
The maid. That's, there is only one that I've ever seen where the maid was like,
yeah,
oh, okay.
It's always,
we'll check it out for a little while.
Always watch awkward when the maid is like, sir, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'll come back.
Like, yeah,
sorry.
I'll come back is my favorite.
When we stayed over
so
in...
So embarrassing.
I wasn't doing anything. I was just watching TV and I was fully dressed. But when we stayed over in Orlando for WrestleMania, like as soon as I got there, within the first like 10 minutes, two different maids like tried to open my door. And I put the thing, you know, not the
do
chain,
not
but
disturb.
They have... No, I didn't put the do not disturb. So I guess maybe my fault, whatever. But I put the thing that locks the top of the door on. So they're like, gah, 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 trying to get in. I'm like, once you push on it, I mean, that's your job. You should know you can't get the door open.
It's over, lady.
I don't want you to come in.
Oh, man. We had an opposite type of interaction with the maid because we left, and after we were done with WrestleMania, we went back to the hotel, and I wanted to change out of my suit. And when we got there, they were already cleaning the room, and it was only like 11. So I begged the maid. I was like, can I please just let me in? And she's like, I'll let you in the room next door. I was like, oh, sure. If nobody's in there, I'll go in there. So I was like, oh, so nice.
There's a family in there.
Yeah,
like, just changing the suit real quick. No big deal or anything.
Oh, man.
Do you, we don't have to check out anymore, right? At hotels, you just leave?
I haven't checked out of a hotel in maybe 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And don't forget to destroy your hotel key because all your information is on there.
That's right.
Yeah. I thought it was a joke, but it turns out, no, that's serious.
Yeah. Oh,
they'll steal your info.
Because I never, like, I have piles of hotel keys.
Yeah.
And then I just never even check out. Unless you buy something, but you're putting a credit card down anyways.
The only time I'm nervous and I'll check out, and this goes against why I should check out, is if I've stolen robes before from hotels, and for some reason my guilty conscience, I'm like, I just wanted to check out. Thank you for everything. I appreciate it.
And see whether they go.
Yeah, and put it on like incidentals.
$38 for your robe.
Whoopsies. Yeah.
How much they would charge or anything.
Sounds about right.